Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Rodriguez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting 9th. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Van Egmond. And now, play ball. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fry hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hulse hits a line drive towards short. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zerillo bunts towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seitzer moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seitzer scores. Zerillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell strikes out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Naehring takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to second. 2 outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive towards third. Naehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Van Egmond, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Tim Naehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Naehring is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Naehring hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jaha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin bunts towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jaha moves to second. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Newfield hits a pop-up into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a pop-up towards short. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Fry reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Eggman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fry moves to third. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hulse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hulse hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nehring bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Newfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hulls. Fry reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Ron Villone now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Fry. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Fry steals third. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Nilsson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nilsson. Fry scores. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. Jefferson moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Villone covering, for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Levis is 0 for 2 in the game. Levis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0 for 3 in the game. Hulse hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary, who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Levis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Red Sox. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Dave Nilsson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brandenburg now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. Jeff Fry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fry hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Pat Listach pinch hits for Mark Loretta. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach strikes out. One out. Jesse Levis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levis hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 4 in the game. Hulse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 7. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing second base. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley is hit by the pitch. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing left field. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive towards the mound. Slocum catches it and throws to second to double up Seitzer. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cirillo moves to second. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to third. Jaha moves to second. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin is walked intentionally. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Newfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a pop-up towards short. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.